The U.S. and Venezuela have carried out a major prisoner swap in the past few hours. More than 200 Venezuelans deported by the Trump administration in March and detained in El Salvador's notorious mega prison have been returned to their home country. In exchange, Venezuela has released 10 American prisoners. El Salvador's president was the first to confirm the exchange in a post on X, saying that this was a deal that had been months in the making. Journalist Manuel Rueda has more details and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is a pretty large exchange. What more do we know about it?
Well, this has been in the works for months. The first one to propose it was the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, back in April. He basically said that he would change all the Venezuelans who were held in El Salvador's prisons for a group of Venezuelan political prisoners, as well as Americans and other foreigners detained in Venezuela. Now, in the end, the deal seems to be only with Americans, not with citizens of other nationalities who are currently in prison in Venezuela. It was also delayed because the Venezuelan government got different offers from the State Department and from Richard Grenell, the U.S. Special Envoy for these kinds of issues. So that made it take longer, but it seems like the agreement has finally been made.
Huh. Okay, and do we know the identity of the American prisoners who were held in Venezuela?
So I don't have a final list yet, but I do have some names. One of them, for example, is Lucas Hunter, is a dual French-American citizen who was kite surfing in Colombia near the border with Venezuela and was apparently snatched there by Venezuelan agents. Another one is Wilbert Castañeda, who's a former Navy SEAL. He was in Venezuela in September of last year with his girlfriend, who is from Venezuela. Apparently, they were on vacations. That's what the family said. They were on vacations, and they were taken from their hotel room. The Venezuelan government has been arresting lots of foreign visitors over the past 6 months in what critics say is a strategy to use foreigners as bargaining chips in diplomatic negotiations with other countries.
And what about the other side of this exchange? What more can you tell us about the Venezuelan nationals released today?
Well, these were mostly, there's different groups of people here. Some of them were Venezuelans who had been working in the U.S. with an undocumented status for a couple of years and were recently grabbed in immigration operations, spent some weeks in detention centers, and were then sent to El Salvador. Others were people who actually entered the U.S. legally. They applied to enter the U.S. through a program the Biden administration had called the CBP-1, where you could basically get a date to enter the U.S. and request asylum. So these CBP-1 users entered the U.S. They requested asylum. They were in the middle of asylum hearings, but many of them were in detention centers and were accused of being gang members in many cases because of tattoos they had on their arms or their chests, tattoos of crowns, stars. Their family said they had nothing to do with a Venezuelan gang, but the Trump administration basically accused them of being gang members and put them in this group of people who were sent to El Salvador.
Right. That is Manuel Rueda in Bogotá, Colombia. Thank you very much, Manuel.
Absolutely.